Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com. Back to the phones. It's Kevin up next in Wisconsin. Kevin, thanks for holding. You're on with Austin Hill. Welcome, sir.
Greetings. Hey, Austin, I would have to insist that we as business owners of any size be living in the now of the freedom we have as Americans. We have to be able to choose whether we want to serve somebody. Otherwise, it's coercion, and we're forced to serve people. Mm-hmm. Nowhere do I remember in all my grammar, grade school, high school, and some college education, did I ever see that we were forced to do something. I know there are those who would like to see it that way, but the majority of us still believe that we can choose who not to serve. Otherwise, you still have this huge problem of people who have expectations, who think they are entitled. And when we say no to something, that stops the entitlement mindset. The other thing is that when you have a sticky situation in a retail transaction, or if it, let's say it's with an attorney or a doctor or a painter, that party providing the service has to have the ability to back out of what could be a disastrous transaction, because there are those people you have to be able to read are going to be problematic. Now, sure. All that said, I work in Madison, Wisconsin, and I work in an area that is contrary to my personal beliefs on both fiscal, political, and spiritual areas. And I deal with my customer base is probably 90% opposite of that which I hold dear and dear.
Mm-hmm.
But God didn't tell me I could only do business with people who thought like me. He told me to go and serve the entire world. He told me to keep on going and be in a mission. At the same time, while I'm not so sure I can agree with the idea that we have to unify, because a lot of times I think we want to unify with darkness. I'm not saying that you meant that. I'm saying that it's kind of hard to be friends with the devil all the time. And a lot of these issues do come from a strong spiritual slant. But at the same time, we have to rub elbows, just like our Lord did, with those who aren't like us. Otherwise,
sure.
How are they ever going to know the joy that we know?
Okay, now I want to. I'm almost inclined to say, stop making so much sense, Kevin. It's overwhelming. Listen, this is, I'm saying that facetiously, but Kevin, you make a lot of sense. I want to make sure, as you listen to this program, you understand what's going on here. Kevin, you're saying, if I understand you correctly, that you are a business owner and you believe that you should have the right to refuse service to people, to others at times. At the same time, you're also saying that there's a cost to you when you do refuse service to somebody, and there is a benefit when you continue to do business with somebody who may not necessarily think like you, believe like you, live their life like you do. I mean, there's upsides and downsides to this. You need to make a prudent decision, but you should be free to make it. Is that a fair characterization?
That's a perfect characterization.
Yeah. What kind of, if I may ask, and if you don't want to say, that's fine. What kind of business do you operate?
I run a small dry cleaning operation.
Good for you. Good for you. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir, very much. Thank you. We need more entrepreneurs and local small businesses owners like yourself who are seeking to live out their faith on a regular basis. And I hope you'll call us again sometime.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. For more information about this, you can visit the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com.